It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi there, folks. Dr. Holly Lucille here, and once again back with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Yoo-hoo! We are so lucky to have him every single week here on Mindful Medicine. Okay, here's the tagline. Not got milk, but you got arthritis. Here is a four-step way to heal your joints naturally. Jacob, take it away.
Okay. Well, so many people out there have arthritis, and this is one of those areas where knowing how to use the best of natural and standard medicine shines. Because the standard medical treatment for arthritis would be to use arthritis medicines called NSAIDs, things like ibuprofen, Voltaren, that whole line of different ones that are out there.
Sure.
The problem is that research shows that there are 16,500 deaths a year in the United States, and that's considered conservative, from bleeding ulcers, and a 40 to 300% increased risk of heart attack and stroke from taking these medications. That's well over 30,000 preventable U.S. deaths a year. Mm. And why do I say preventable? Because study after study after study after study after study has shown that natural remedies are as or more effective. So now these natural remedies we're going to talk about today can be taken along with any medications you're taking for your arthritis. You want to give these 6 weeks to see the effect. And then when your joints are feeling, oh, God, so much better, you go to the doctor, and don't even tell the doctor that you took this natural remedy and you got better. Just say, you're a genius doctor, your medicine got me better, can I lower the dose? Because otherwise the doctor will give you grief.
That's right.
and then you go ahead and you do it, unless you have a doctor who's open to the research on natural remedies. So let's go through the four steps.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, step one is you got to feed your joints. You need to give them the nutritional support that they need. I would begin with overall nutritional support using a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System, because that will have over 50 key nutrients. It will be very helpful. And I would add glucosamine sulfate, which would be the sulfate form, 750 milligrams twice a day. That's more effective than 500 three times a day. So glucosamine sulfate, 750 milligrams twice a day. Those two together for most people will take care of feeding the joints. In severe cases, add some chondroitin sulfate in, 400 milligrams three times a day, and some MSM, methyl sulfonyl methane, which is a sulfur healing amino acid, you can think of it that way, 2.5 grams today. Some taste got awful. I remember when I used to take it for allergies and the powder, because for the higher doses you want to use the powder, and I'd mix it with an ounce of water, and I would take it like a shooter because it tasted foul.
Right.
And I'd shoot it with a bottle of a glass of water. But they now have ones that are coated.
Yes, you can get them coated now. And that sulfur donor, that MSM, is so important because, I mean, that's the building block of those glycosaminoglycans, those that cartilage that we have. And you think about arthritis, I always kind of try to break it down for folks. Itis, always you're gonna see inflammation. So arth is, I believe it's the Latin root for joint. And so you've got inflammation in your joint, in synovial fluids that are perhaps containing things that shouldn't be there, like translocation of gut bacteria. But overall, those methyl donors, like an MSM or sulfur donors, are really, really important for that.
Absolutely. And that's why step one is feed the joints, but step two is to settle down the inflammation. So you want to heal the joints. Mm. And there's four awesome things for this that I recommend. The number one thing that I recommend is a pain relief herbal mix called Curamin. C-U-R-A-M-I-N. Write that one down. This is a pain relief miracle for most every kind of pain that I treat. And I used to say, well, you have to tailor the treatment to the kind of pain, and you do. But Curamin, just overall, is amazing. In head-on studies against Celebrex, just two of the four components were more effective than the Celebrex.
I love it.
So it's a wonderful thing, but again, you got to give them 6 weeks to see the full effect. It says one tablet three times a day on the box. You can even go to two tablets three times a day for the first 6 weeks and then lower the dose. Another wonderful thing to add to that would be comfrey topical cream. It goes by the name of Trauma Plant.
I wrote the book on it.
Yeah, well, there you go. We got the pro.
I love that stuff.
Oh, it's awesome. And that works quickly. That's the nice thing about that. Used to be called bone knit. It used to be used for broken bones as well. It really helps the healing process. It really helps with the pain. A third mix is called End Pain. That's a mix of willow bark, boswellia, and cherry. So those three together, and again, but here's a magic secret that most people don't know about arthritis pain, Holly. And the doctors and the natural docs really don't know about it so much. The research shows it's like a fire. When you put out the fire for 3 months, it often stays out. So whether you're looking at natural remedies or whether you're looking at medications, once you've treated them for 3 months, very often, and the pain is gone, you can often stop all of the treatment or just go with the lowest dose that maintains benefit, adding it back in intermittently as needed. So these are things to do as part of the healing process, and then you adjust the dose to basically what's needed. And then for those with rheumatoid arthritis, where it's even more severe inflammation, two additional important treatments would be a good omega-3, and the only one I use clients these days is called Bectomega, because one or two pills replaces 8 to 16 big honker fish oil pills.
people like that a lot.
Yeah. Indeed, no fish oil burps. And then I'm going to add in doxycycline, because like you say, there are infections, and there's a host of different ones that seem to be involved in rheumatoid arthritis, and the doxycycline actually, in many and numerous double-blind studies, was very effective, but it's very cheap, so doctors don't hear about the studies. Step three is to use your joints. Once you start this process, and you're a couple weeks into it, you've got to reclaim your range of motion. Now, you know when you stretch your joints for the arthritis, they hurt. So here's a tip. Use heat. Whether it's a heating pad, they have these wonderful herb bags you can put in a microwave, all kinds of ways to have heat. And you put them over the affected joints, the heat, for 5-10 minutes. And then you do a passive stretching. So with, if it's in your fingers, you use the fingers of the other hand to gently, don't push into pain, just gently stretch those joints back out while you have the heat on them. It'll be so much more comfortable. And whatever stretch you get to reclaim and keep that added range of motion. See a good osteopath who knows how to do manipulations, because they can professionally know how to release the joints through the active versus passive ranges of motion. And then for most people, those three will take care of it. But there's a small percent of people who have food allergies, especially to nightshades. Holly, did you want to tackle that one, or shall I?
So yeah, nightshades. So that's the Solanaceae family. And so we're thinking about tomatoes, potatoes, eggplant, I believe, is in there, and peppers.
Green peppers. Mm-hmm. So these are things that are very healthy foods, but for some people, they trigger the pain and the arthritis pain. So it's worth 6 weeks to 3 months off of those foods. If all else fails, then it's worth doing that. And even doing the NAET, which is an acupressure technique for food allergy testing and elimination, if you tend to be prone to food allergies, because that can be a cause of stubborn arthritis. So once you do this, instead of being one of the 30,000 deaths by medications from arthritis medications each year, you can now instead be out there running and hiking and having fun with yourself and your family.
Yeah, and I think it's such a great, those four steps are absolutely doable. They're easy. Once again, you can probably get them on Cures A to Z, the free app that you have available, which I love, is so handy. We have 60 seconds, but I think, Jacob, as for what you said, it's like, look, a lot of people, if they've got a headache, they take the NSAIDs. If they've got a hangover, they take the NSAIDs. If they've got pain in their joints, they take the NSAIDs. But how many deaths could we prevent? People are dying because of the overuse of medications when there are safe, natural, effective modalities and ingredients that folks can take, decrease the inflammation, decrease the pain, get moving again, live your life a little bit more, live it just a little bit more. I think that's what we're here. It's what we're all about. Once again, thank you so much. I get to see Dr. Teitelbaum at the Natural Products Expo in Anaheim coming up. Can't wait. Jacob, thanks so much for your information. This is Dr. Holly Lucille on Mindful Medicine. You're on Radio MD. We'll be right back.